Okay, so today we are going to talking a little bit about the triangle of awareness. And before we dive into it, just again make a conscious effort to change your posture into a posture of alertness and a posture of presence. And also maybe just taking a nice deep breath in through the nose and out through the mouth. Nice deep breath in through the nose and out through the mouth. So if we look at the triangle of awareness, you'll see I've also sent you a picture of it. You'll see at each corner there's written three words. It's body sensations, thoughts, and emotions. And that's actually what we are busy with the whole time while meditating. Body sensations is exactly what it is. It's the sensations in the body. So the more I become acquainted with my body in a very intimate way, through meditation and through getting out of my head, which we are constantly living in, and we get into our bodies, we will become aware of our body sensations. So we might get to know where our emotions sit. So when I'm very angry, it sits in my tummy maybe. When I'm sad, it sits in my throat. My anxiety sits in my chest area. My stress sits in my shoulders. So the wisdom of your body is giving you cues the whole time. And the more I become aware of my body, the more I can read these cues, and then I can decide or make decisions that are more wise and that serves me better. So it's, I know my stress is sitting in my shoulders, then I know I need to do better self-care, or I need to go for a jog this afternoon, or I need to delegate certain work, or whatever the case may be. So your body sensations are really there to guide you and to tell you what's going on. So we talk, and you'll see in the meditation, especially your body scan, we will talk about things like what's present here for you. Is it a tingling, a heaviness, a pulsing? And that is called the felt sensation. So when we say in a meditation, take your awareness down to your feet, we are not saying where is your feet. You know, we all know our feet is down there somewhere. So it's not about I know where my body parts are. It's about the felt sensation. So it's about getting into my toes and feeling the spaces between my toes and feeling what sensation is present here for me. So it's not about knowing where my body parts are. It's the felt sensation within your body parts. Then your thoughts is exactly that. It's our thought life, and this has got to do with our wandering mind. So again, in the meditation, we will often say, and if your thoughts wander, that's okay. Acknowledge them, but gently and firmly bring them back to the breath. So the wandering mind is always there. There's this misconception with meditation that you have to empty the mind, and that's impossible. We can't empty our minds. But what we can do is we can train our minds to not wander as much, or the more you meditate, the quicker you will catch yourself wandering off. In the beginning, you might be thinking about other stuff for a whole 5 minutes before you realize that you are not with the breath anymore. Now there, in that space of noticing that my mind has wandered off, that's mindfulness. So every time I notice that my mind has wandered off, I'm practicing mindfulness. Also, again, the inner critic here is quite loud. If my mind keeps wandering off, you know, there might be judgments of what's wrong with you. Why can't you keep your mind quiet? You can't do this. You suck at meditation. So just be aware of that as well. So thoughts is really this thing of acknowledging, and you can even name them thoughts and then come back to the breath. So the skill here is not to get involved in your thoughts, because if I think one thing of, oh my word, my husband made me so angry this morning, and then you start thinking all of all the other times he's made you angry, and you know, your thoughts just kind of get entangled in a storyline. So the whole idea is to just observe them, acknowledge them. So some people might see them moving across like on clouds. Some people might see it as a leaf on the river. And some people might see it as almost a movie screen that's moving past you. Thoughts. So even if your mind wanders a million times, 1,000 times, 100 times in a meditation, it's okay. You just keep bringing it back to the breath or the body part or whatever meditation you are busy with in a very compassionate, kind, but firm manner. Now, emotions we often want to suppress. We don't like emotion, especially negative emotions. So the whole idea here is to allow your emotions to be present. So can you just be with the emotion? Rumi says it so nice in his poem that I read to you the other day, The Guest House. He says, invite them all in. So when I feel this lingering sadness or this rage, can I just be with it? And sometimes these emotions can be quite overpowering and quite, because this might be the first time that I'm really giving them attention or bringing awareness to them. Remember that emotion is not permanent. And you'll see when you start observing your emotion or acknowledging your emotion that they come and go. I might be very happy now and then later someone does something and then I'm irritated and then I'm frustrated and then something nice happens and then I'm happy again. So there's this dance of these emotions that are there. So remember that you're bigger than your emotions and they don't fill you. They travel through you. So but they are going to come and go. So these three things are interconnected. So I might think something. I'm so angry at my husband. Then there's a definite body sensation. Maybe your anger is in your heart space, your chest, my heart's beating faster. And then there is, so it's your thought and your body emotion, your sensation, and then there's this anger. So they are interconnected. They don't work on their own, and then often out of it flows behavior. So the invitation to you is to really just be aware of this flow between the three. What's happening in my body, what's happening in my thought life, what's happening in my emotions, and every time just bring it back to my breath. And just anchor in and just be with whatever is here. Remember, meditation has got to do with moment-to-moment experience. So what is happening for me now? What is in my awareness now? And in my awareness now, there might be a bit of sadness. And later in my awareness, there might be underneath the sadness, there's actually a bit of rage or something like that. And yes, there might be an overpowering emotion that you would like to, after your meditation, do a little bit of internal dialogue or inquiry. And maybe you need to figure out what's going on here. Every time I sit down, there's this rage or there's this sadness. And then it's okay to don't analyze it during the meditation, but maybe afterwards you would like to do some inquiry about what's going on here and maybe what's going on in my life right now and why do I feel this way. And then there's maybe an action that you need to go take to sort it out or to make it better. So the invitation to you is really to see how you can work a little bit more skillfully and whether you can become aware of this triangle of awareness and how you can work with it. So I'm going to end off with another poem by David White called Just Beyond Yourself. Just beyond yourself, it's where you need to be. Half a step into self-forgetting, and the rest restored by what you'll meet. There is a road always beckoning, when you see the sides of it closing together. At that far horizon and deep in the foundations of your own heart at exactly the same time. That's how you know it's the road you have to follow. That's how you know you have to go. That's how you know it's just beyond yourself, and it's where you need to be.